Also coming up, we'll be hearing from a Wigston man who now lives in Australia about the latest on the bushfires that are ravaging parts of that country. More from on that in about a quarter of an hour's time. First of all, though, just a few weeks ago, you'll remember hearing on BBC Radio Leicester's Breakfast Show how the future of some of the city's smaller museums, and I'm thinking things like the Jewry Wall, had been put at risk because of the council's budget cuts. Well, following a meeting last night, the ruling Labour Party have decided to scrap the savings and secure their future. Joining us now is Councillor Ross Wilmot. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Right, how did this all come about then?
Well, some of us have been looking at other areas where we can find the money. For instance, we can axe some of the advertising that we do in the local paper. We can reduce the money we spend on conferences that staff and members go to. This amounts to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds. So we put that proposal forward last night, and colleagues accepted that actually it would be better for us to save the museums, to save the care and repair service, you know, to put some more money back into bus subsidies than it is to pay for people to go on to conferences.
We'll look at this in a bit more detail in a second. But effectively what you're saying, because we've heard the leadership at the City Council say very tough decisions have had to be made, we've looked for savings wherever we can. What effectively has happened is that newspaper advertising, extra car parking, furniture expenses, stuff like that has been prioritised over things like the Jewry Wall. That's effectively what's happened.
Well, I'm afraid it is. I think that the Cabinet haven't looked hard enough at the budgets in the Council. And, when your back's to the wall, you've got to start looking at everything. And our promise as a Labour group was to protect frontline services. And that means that actually, that we should have a moratorium on people going to conferences. Let's not do that. I mean, you know, things aren't going to close if nobody goes to a conference.
How much money was being spent on conferences?
Over £300,000 a year. We'll still keep some in just for, if there's some special part of training or something that somebody has to go to, to keep their qualifications up to date. We're not going to, we're going to take £300,000 of that. There's £300,000 spent on office furniture every year. We can do without new office furniture, but we can't do without our museums. And I just think that, we have come up with those ideas myself, and Councillor Kitterick, Councillor Connolly worked on these proposals, and I've been saying for a long time it is unnecessary to close these museums. We saw the Lib Dems and Conservatives do that. It's the same officers putting the same advice in front of members, but it's down to members in the end to come up with the ideas and say, no, we are not going to close frontline services. Officers, give us alternatives. And when we asked that question, we got these alternatives.
How has this gone down? I mean, it's that, you were the previous leader, of course. You're talking about senior councillors who were amongst your sort of administration. How's that all gone down? I mean, that must be a slap in the face for the present administration, isn't it?
Well, in the end, we are all part of the Labour group, and I think it's a pity that we weren't listened to earlier. But I'm really pleased that the leadership of the group has now listened to it. Councillor Patel has listened, has accepted our proposals. I'm just disappointed he didn't do it sooner, really.
I still can't get to the bottom of exactly how we've ended up in a situation where you can go through the budget line and say £300,000 doesn't need to be spent on new chairs and desks. I would have thought that was a no-brainer from the start.
I agree entirely, and that's the sort of thing we should look at. I'm really disappointed that those sort of things weren't looked at sooner. And I've been saying for a long time that these proposals have been put in front of us before. I mean, on the front page of the local paper, you've got the head of museums saying that museums aren't a core service. Well, she might think that. The Labour group thinks they are a core service. When the majority of members saw the ideas, they see the sense of it. And that's how it works, really, Ben. I mean, the sense that, ideas are put on the table, proposals are put on the table, and if they're really controversial, you get the pressure from pressure groups. And we've had very many letters from the Friends of Jewry Wall, from the Abbey Pumping Station, from the Archaeological Society, and that pressure has helped make sure that those responsible, the Cabinet members of the Council, listen to the backbench members of the Council, myself included.
I mean, this isn't just about museums, though, is it? We're talking about youth services and that kind of thing. To what extent have those cuts been reduced?
Well, we were looking at putting back in nearly £300,000 into the youth service as well, reinstating the cuts to the antisocial behaviour unit, reinstating the cuts to care and repair. Also, we're going to maintain the staffing complement for the City Gallery, because I'm still hopeful, and if I win a certain contest that's coming up, that one of my first priorities will be to make sure we have a new contemporary gallery on New Walk. And we're also going to remove this daft proposal to charge people to enter New Walk Museum. I think it's just absolute daftness, that is.
Now, I mean, you've mentioned it, but is this the first sort of salvo in the fight for becoming elected mayor?
Well, I said very clearly that if these cuts went ahead and I was elected mayor, I'd reverse them. I'm really pleased to say that we've been able to do it before they've been implemented. And I actually think, having been leader of the council, I know, from the information at my disposal, my experience, that we didn't need to do these things. Now, it's very difficult. The government has placed the city council in an impossible position. It's a Tory-led government that's hell-bent on making cuts in public expenditure. But we do stand as a Labour group between the government and the people of the city, and our job is to work really hard to come up with alternatives, and we've shown we can do that.
I mean, it's worth making the point, though, isn't it, that although you have saved, as you've said, you've put money effectively back into the budget cuts are still very significant, aren't they?
It's grim. It's very grim indeed. And, and the government is to blame entirely for that. We do not need to attack public expenditure in the way the Tory government has gone about it. But our job is also to protect frontline services. Certainly, if I was mayor, I'd be down there banging on Eric Pickles' door and George Osborne's door on behalf of the people of this city, saying, we need this money. We have a good council here. We spend the money wisely. Don't axe it the way you're doing.
Are there more savings to be made to the coffee bill or what else?
I think there are. I think there are some more areas. I mean, I think that we could save money on IT budgets. These are things that make sense. We have a budget that says every computer in the council should be renewed every 3 or 4 years. Well, perhaps we'll make them last a year longer. This is what you do in a time of austerity before you start sacking people and axing frontline services. I hope that we can find another £1 million, to be honest, Ben. And I'd like to see that put into the adult social care budget to help us deal with the elderly person's home closure that have been proposed and the Meals on Wheels service. I want to save the Meals on Wheels service, and I think we can find the money to do that as well.
Councillor Ross Melmott, who's a member of the Labour Party, of course, on Leicester City Council, also stuck your hat in the ring to become elected mayor. Thanks for coming in and joining us here at BBC Radio Leicester. Thank you, Ben. I have no doubt we'll hear more of the fallout of that during the day, and you'll hear it here first on BBC Radio Leicester. The